哈利路亚，奉主圣名啊，开始我们安息日晚上的崇拜聚会。
And Jesus, let us begin with our Sabbath night evening service.
我们继续唱诗198首。
Let us sing hymn 198.
求主耶稣带领我们今天晚上的崇拜聚会。
Let us kneel and pray and ask God to guide tonight's service.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
啊，哈利路亚！啊，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Are you peace to your brothers and sisters?
啊，感谢主耶稣，我们今天晚上一起啊来学习啊查考啊圣经啊。
Thank God tonight we will continue to study the Bible.
那、啊、我们今天晚上要以万物的结局尽了啊，来作为彼此学习的题目。
Tonight, for mutual encouragement, we'll offer the topic, "The end of all things is near."
啊，基督教常常被人称之为恐吓啊，吓人的宗教哦。
Christianity is often sometimes accused as acting in terrorist ways.
啊，为什么我们常常被人称之为会吓人呐、啊？啊，恐吓人的宗教呢
？Why do they call us psychological terrorists or people who scare others？
啊，因为啊，在基督教里面呢、啊，我们会讲有关啊末日的道理。
The main reason is in Christianity we have the concept of the end days。
啊，在基督教里面，我们会讲世界要遭遇到大患难啊，像启示录所说的。
In Christianity we mention the notion that according to Revelation the world shall come to its end。
啊，我们基督教里面也讲啊，这个人每个人最后都要面对最终的审判。
As Christians, we also mention the final judgment. We we all will be subjected to.
好，我们也讲在最后会有天国与地狱的差别。
We mentioned therefore the different outcomes of heaven and hell.
所以很多人就会讲啊，这个基督教好喜欢吓人呐。
So many people, including Christianity, is about scaring others.
哇，吓人吓到他来信耶稣哦。
Frighten them to the point that they come to believe in Jesus.
所以有些人就说，你们基督教何必要这个样子呢？
Some people then question the motive for which Christian needs to do this.
干嘛要一直去吓别人、恐吓别人？
Why constantly scare others, terrorize others?
大家这样快快乐乐的过日子不是很好吗？
Can't we just get along, live happily?
但是我们明白，我们都了解，不是这个样子的哈。
But we realize and we know that this is not how it works.
我们从来没有意思要吓人。
We never had the intention of scaring people for
the sake of scaring. 我们只是把人生的真相说出来。
But rather, we only speak about the facts of life.
我们不是要让你活在恐惧当中。
Our intention is not for you to live in terror.
而是要让一个人思想人生，然后重新寻找方向。
But rather that you be able to meditate about life and find your way in life.
所以这个圣经上告诉我们啊。
So the Bible tells us.
他说啊，这个世界总有一天啊，会有一个结束。
There is coming a day when this world shall end.
什么时候我们不知道。
When we do not know.
但是总有一天要结束哦。
One day this world will come to its end.
所以就有人去问主耶稣啊。
So some ask Jesus.
2000年前有人问主耶稣说，主啊，末日的预兆，末日会有什么样子呢？
2000 years ago, people asked the Lord Jesus Christ, what are the signs of the end times?
主耶稣就回答了很多哦。
And Jesus replied in many ways.
主耶稣说啊，会有饥荒、地震、战争啊，各样的事情啊。
He said there shall be famines, there shall be earthquakes and wars and all other calamities.
他说啊，当你看到这种情况的时候，你就要有心理准备啦。
And he said, when you see the signs, then be prepared.
所以我们如果对经济啊，对经济学有点认识啊。
And therefore, if we have a certain notion of economics.
我们就会发现我们现在的世界处于粮食有史以来最贵的时候哦。
We discovered that this is the highest point in prices in terms of food.
全世界有将近四分之一的人啊在饥荒当中啊。
A quarter of the world population suffers from hunger.
我这前几天做了一下调查哈。
And according to a research that I made a few days ago.
那个调查出来的结果也吓了我一跳啊。
The results were actually very surprising to me.
我去查了一下，在过去的七天里面有记录了多少地震？
My research was how many earthquakes were recorded in the last 7 days.
不是七年哦，就是过去的七天呐。
Not 7 years, 7 days.
在过去的七天里面，你们猜猜世界上有记录了多少个地震
？So if we were to guess, how many earthquakes would you guess have in the last 7 days?
248个。
248.
这个是2.5级有记录到的2.5级 magnitude 哈。2.5 级上有248个地震啊。
That is to say there is 248 earthquakes that are rated 2.5 or above in the scale of Richter.
你可能觉得说2.5级没有什么啊。
So you would think 2.5 is nothing.
因为2.5级你可能连感觉都没有感觉哦。
Because 2.5 is not even on the threshold of sensitivity.
那我们再来讲另外一个哦。
But let us mention something else.
地震5级以上就是有感觉了，有感地震啊。
How about scale 5 and above, those that we can feel?
5级有感。
When it's a 5 and above, we can feel it.
六级危险，六级危险哦。
At 6, there is danger.
七级灾祸。
At 7, it is a catastrophe.
八级毁灭啊。
At 8, it is utter destruction.
你们猜一猜，在过去七天里面有多少五级以上的地震在全世界？
So take a guess and guess how many earthquakes occur worldwide in the last 7 days that were 5 or above.
34个哦。
34 of them.
这34个地震呐，虽然是五级以上啊。
Although these 34 earthquakes are rated 5 and above.
有些还是在六级以上啊。
Some even above 6.
但是因为他们发生的地点呐，发生的地点，所以对世界的影响可能没有很大哦。
So happens that their location is not an inhabited area, so the influence is not that great.
有的是在荒野当中啊。
Some occurred in the desert.
有的是在海里面啊。
Some in the middle of the ocean.
但是如果有任何一个6到7级的地震发生在任何一个 大一点的城市啊，就很危险啊。
But were these some earthquake to occur on a populated city, then the situation would be very dangerous.
所以七天有34个可能有危险的地震。
So in the last 7 days, there were 34 places where there could be the possibility of earthquakes.
啊，这个是以前的人所没有办法想象的啊。
This is something that people in the past would not have imagined.
因为在过去10年里面啊，这个世界的地震啊越来越频繁。
And because in the last decade, earthquakes have become more commonplace.
啊，造成的伤害也越来越大。
And their harm is greater.
哦，所以啊，主耶稣告诉我们哦。
So Jesus Christ tells us.
他说，当你观察这个天地啊
，When you observe your surroundings，
当你看到世界越来越混乱
，And when you see more chaos in this world，
地震一直发生
，Earthquakes occurring continuously，
你就必须要被提醒啊。
Then be reminded。
他说，世界的末了近啊。
For the end is nigh。
那所以啊，世界上还是有很多人相信有世界末日的事情啊。
So on earth there are many people that still believe there is the end of the world。
那所以有时候啊，你如果看电视啊，你会看到有些。有些节目在介绍哦。
So sometimes, watching TV, you realize some programs, introduce the notion of the end of the world.
哦，我有一次在看呐、啊，在看一个节目，他在介绍啊，他就叫做《末日堡垒》啊，啊 ，anti-bunker 啊。
Once I was watching TV, and this program called End Time Bunker was on.
哦，不是，他就是刚好去采访那一集，刚好去采访啊，有一家工厂专门在做这个的、啊。
And in this program, there was introduction of the manufacturer of bunkers for the end time.
他们就是啊，到人家家，你花很多钱呐、啊，哦，他在你家的后院挖一个很深很深的洞啊。
It is a shelter deep underground.
然后啊，给你装上很多的钢筋水啊，钢板呐、啊。
And it is surrounded by concrete.
然后啊，那个什么火烧不起来，枪打不进去的这种堡垒啊。
It is a firearm-proof, bulletproof, and fireproof.
啊，然后啊，他再给你看啊，里面啊，哇，有房间，有电视，有什么都有，还有一大堆的食物啊。
And in this program, you could see the interior of the place. There will be provisions, food, and it is a large space.
哦，他说这种的生意非常非常的好哦。
Business in this area is booming.
哦，虽然盖这么一个地下的一个小房间呐、啊，盖一个地下这个小房子啊，可能要要花你呀、啊、一两百万啊
！Although this is a small shelter underground, it might cost $1 or $2 million.
但是啊，很多人呐、啊、想尽办法要买啊。
So many people want to get hold of one.
因为他们说啊，这样子末日的时候我就可以活下来啦。
Because they believe that they can survive world the end of the world to come.
哦，所以啊啊这个，所以有些人呐、啊、就会去准备这样的地下堡垒。
So some people prepare these underground bunkers.
有些人呢、啊、在家里拼命的储存食物啊。
Some people stockpile food at home.
都是希望说啊，在那个末日来临的时候，可以靠着这样的堡垒，可以靠着这样子的食物啊，可以活下来啊。
All for the hope of being able to survive world the end of the world to strike.
那这样子，我们就必须要问问自己一个问题啊。
But then we need to ask ourselves this
question. 作为一个基督徒
，as Christians，
我们都知道末日总有一天未来。
We know that the end of the world is coming one day.
那作为一个基督徒
，and as Christians，
我们观察世界，我们知道末日离我们不远了。
As we observe the world, we know that the end is near.
那请问一下，作为一个基督徒，你到底预备了什么
？So let me ask you, how have you prepared yourself as a Christian？
你也是要在自己家里后院挖一个洞，把自己躲起来吗
？Are you also digging in your backyard so they can hide when the end of the world comes？
还是你要把那个超级市场的所有面包全部买回家呢
？Or are you buying all the bread that you can find in the supermarket？Market to keep it at home.
作为一个基督徒，你到底预备了什么来过，来面对这个末日的来临
？What have you done as a Christian to prepare for the coming of the end times？
让我们来看一下彼得怎么教我们的哦。
Let us see how Peter taught us in regards.
我们看彼得前书的第四章
，First Peter chapter four。
彼得前书的第四章
，First Peter chapter four，
第七节
，verse seven。
彼得前书第四章第七节
First Peter chapter 4 verse 7、
啊、在这里说万物的结局近了所以你们要谨慎自守警醒祷告第八节
8.
最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱因为爱能遮掩许多的罪第九节
9.
你们要互相款待不乏怨言第十节
10.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的好管家十一节
11.
若有讲道的要按着神的圣言讲若有服侍人的要按神所赐的力量服侍叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀原来荣耀全能都是他的直到永永远远阿们那在这里呢啊，这个 使徒彼得告诉我们呢、啊、
This passage the Apostle Peter tells us
彼得跟我们讲说万物的结局近啊
The end of all things is at hand
所以他所看见的世界跟你所看见的是一样的
And therefore the world that he sees is the same world that you see
都是世界快要结束了
In both cases the end is at hand
但是他在这告诉我们哪、啊、你世界结束以前你要怎么预备啊
But then the question is how do you prepare yourself before the end comes
彼得跟我们的预备不太一样哦
The preparation Peter made is different from ours
彼得没有找个地方躲起来
He did not find a place for shelter
彼得没有储存很多食物来过冬
He did not stockpile food to go through the winter
啊，彼得没有失望绝望的等待死亡
He did not wait for death hopelessly
在这里彼得告诉我们说当一个人面对末日的来临
Peter says that when someone is waiting for the end to come
我们要有哪些的准备
How shall they prepare
哪一些的准备可以使我们最后得胜啊，能够超越、啊、这个末日的恐惧
What preparation can lead us into victory to overcome the terror in this world
啊，并且能够最后在末日审判当中得胜
Moreover, be victorious in the end trial
那在这里彼得告诉我们说你要得胜你要做四件事情啊
Peter tells us that to be victorious we need four things
好、哦，所以我们今天要做用四件事情来反映一下我们来反省一下我们自己的信仰生活
And through these four things let us meditate on our spiritual life
我们有没有做到这四件
Have we accomplished these four
如果今天有做到这四件
If we have
啊，随时末日来临你都不用恐惧啊
No matter when the end comes we need not fear
那第一件事情彼得说要谨慎自守啊
The first point Peter mentions is to be watchful
那什么叫做谨慎自守
What does it mean to be serious and watchful
我们看第四章的第三节、哦、
Let us see chapter 4 verse 3
我们看彼得前书的第四章第三节
First Peter chapter 4 verse 3
那第三节因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫恶欲醉酒荒宴群饮并可恶拜偶像的事时候已经够了第四节
Four.
他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那、啊、放荡无度的道就以为怪毁谤你们那、啊、什么叫做谨慎自守
What does it mean to be serious and watchful?
就是跟世界有所不同啊
It means to be differentiated from the world
那今天我们这个世界啊
And today we live in this world
外面的世界 一片的混乱啊
The world outside is complete chaos
人的科技越来越进步
Technology advances non-stop
但是道德越来越低落
But morality decays without end
人类的文明越来越发达
Civilization is being developed
啊，但是人类的心灵越来越空虚
But the spirituality of man is ever so empty
所以啊，虽然好像看起来社会一直在进步
So although it seems society is advancing
但是我们所看见的罪恶也不断的在增加
What we see is that the sins are more serious and more in quantity
啊，所以彼得告诉我们啊
So Peter tells us
你在这个末日要怎么样能够成功怎么样得胜
How do you triumph? How do you overcome?
第一个就是要谨慎不要跟世界一样啊
First point is to be watchful and not to follow this world
因为这个世界上啊有很多不好的事情
In this world there are many things that are evil
罪恶的引诱风俗潮流啊吸引我们
That is the current the attraction and the temptation of sin
希望我们能够跟着世界走
Dragging us with it in its path
所以一个真正成功的基督徒
So for a Christian that can be truly successful
你要能够胜过世界胜过这种罪恶的引诱
They need to be able to overcome the temptation that comes from sin
叫做谨慎自守啊、
哦what we call being serious and watchful
所以我们今天、啊、要认清到自己、啊、
so today let us know ourselves
说我们跟世界是不一样的
know that we are different from this world
所以主耶稣说我们活在世界但是我们不是属于世界、啊、
that's why Jesus says that we live in the world yet we do not belong to the world
因为如果今天你属于世界
for if today we belong to the world
如果你今天住在世界又属于世界
if today you live in the world and you belong to the world
那很抱歉、啊、得救的门跟你就一点关系都没有了
I'm sorry to tell you that you are excluded from the gate of salvation
所以要常常小心的、啊
So let us be always watchful.
要谨慎啊，不要被世界的罪恶给玷污了。
Let us watch and not be contaminated by this world.
虽然我们每天都去上班
，although every day we go to work.
虽然我们的同事、我们的同学都不是信徒
，although our co-workers, our colleagues are not members.
我们的邻居、我们的朋友都不是信徒
，our friends, our neighbors are not members.
他们虽然不知道
，although they do not know.
但你知道你跟他们是不一样的
，but you know that you are different from them.
所以一个谨慎自守的人是。明白自己身份的人
So a person that is serious and watchful understands their identity
明白自己跟世界是不同的人
They understand that they are different from the people of the world
所以他们不但可以脱离罪恶
So not only they can withhold themselves from sin
并且他们能够自守就是自己的行为保全得很好
But furthermore they can guard themselves and keep their deeds in holiness
所以什么叫谨慎
So why do we call watchful
谨慎就是不被世界所影响
Watchful is not being influenced by the world
什么叫自守
What is it to be guarded.
自守就是行为纯正啊，不跟跟世界潮流不同。
It means to go against the current of the world.
所以一个是离弃罪恶
，so one escapes from sin.
一个是表现出好的行为
，the other one shows a good deed.
这个是第一个要求
，this is the first requirement.
而且这个要求不是只有一段时间而已啊
，and this requirement is not temporarily.
那最后的谨慎自守，直到什么？直到世界的末了啊
！But actually, we are serious and watchful until the end of the world.
我们来看一下雅各书的第一章啊。
Let's turn to James chapter one.
雅各书的第一章
，James chapter one，
第二节
，verse two。
雅各书的第一章第二节
，James chapter one, verse two。
啊，第二节
，two。
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道啊，第二节哈。因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐啊。第四节
，four，
啊，第四节，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠哦。那这里啊，雅各长老告诉我们哦
，Here the elder James tells us，
说人呐、啊，要在患难中能够忍耐啊
，Man need to be able to persevere in their affliction。
啊，这个我们都能做得到啊
，This is something we can all do。
你们在教会里面从小听到大啊
，And you who grew up in church and listen to the truth since a young age to present day，
遇到患难要忍耐，遇到患难要忍耐。
When trials come， we have to endure。
啊，看那个啊，靠神能够胜过患难
，Because through God we can overcome the trials we face。
啊，但是在这里。雅各长老特别再加一句话啊、哦、
But here the elder James also adds something to that.
他说你忍耐也当成功啊
Saying let patience have its perfect work.
为什么要讲这句话
What does this mean?
因为有人忍耐不成功啊
Because some people can be patient and endure but not till the end.
忍耐不成功就叫做失败啊
And if that patience cannot hold to the end, it is a failure.
忍耐不成功叫做浪费啊
A patience that does not reach the end is a waste.
忍耐不成功叫做可惜啊
A patience is...Does not overcome. It is a pity.
啊，所以啊，在这里雅各跟我们讲啊，你要忍耐。
So here, the elder James tells us endure.
但是你既然要忍耐，就要忍耐到底啊。
And、given that you are persevering, then do so till the end.
如果你最后没有成功
，If you do not triumph in the end,
你到最后没有忍耐到底
，If in the end you do not endure till the very end,
你前面的忍耐就是浪费了、啊。
Then all the enduring you had before was a waste.
啊，所以啊，彼得告诉我们说啊，你要谨慎自守，在这个混乱的世。在里面保守你的圣洁。
So Peter tells us to be watchful and serious in the end times and keep our holiness.
啊，但是这种忍耐、这种保守要直到末了啊。
But this endurance needs to be until the very end.
哦，是到我们离开这个世界才能停下来的啊。
Until the day when we depart from this world, then we can let go.
所以什么人最可怜
？So what sort of person is the most unfortunate?
就是忍耐一辈子，老了的时候没有忍住的啊。
It is those who endure their whole lives, but not in their old age.
而信主信了一辈子，最后放弃信仰的啊。
They might have believed in Christ.The whole life, but in the end, they gave up their faith.
那过去的这一切的努力，一切的付出，都叫做浪费时间啊。
And all their effort, all their output in the past is a waste of time.
好，所以就像赛跑一样啊。
This is like a race.
赛跑不是谁跑最快的赢啊。
A foot race is not necessarily won by he who runs the fastest.
你如果跑最快
，if you run the fastest，
但是你最后没有跑到终点
，but you did not reach the finish line，
你所跑的一切流的汗水都是浪费时间啊。
And the distance that you run, the sweat, that you sweat.It is a waste of time.
所以不但要跑
，so not only we need to run，
要跑得快
，but we need to run swiftly，
而且一定要坚持到达终点才算啊。
More will persevere till the finish line because that is what counts.
啊，前几天有一个新闻啊
，a few days ago there was this piece of news.
有一个马拉松的比赛啊
，it was concerning a marathon.
啊，好像有一个肯亚是肯亚来的一个跑步的哈、哦。
And it seems there was a Kenyan a runner.
哦，他一路都是跑最快的，一路都跑最快。
He was the fastest runner.Along all the way.
啊，结果啊，最后一圈啊，快要到了。
But in the end, when he was about to reach the finish line,
啊，他们那个最后哦，有一个那个气球做的那个门呐、啊。
At the finish line, they had an arc made of balloons.
啊，但是那个门不是终点啊。
But the arc itself is not the finish line.
你要跑过那个门后面大概还有十尺哈、哦。啊，还有 ten feet 哈，还有十尺左右才是终点啊。
Because the arc marks the finish line, the finish line is 10 feet after the arch.、
啊、我觉得这根本就是害人嘛，哈。
And I think this is asking for trouble.
啊，结果、啊、 哦，那在西班牙哈，讲西班牙文的，在应该是在讲西班牙的国家哦，西班牙文的国家哦
，in a Spanish-speaking country。
那结果哇，那个肯亚来那个跑步的人呐、啊，就冲过那个气球的那个门呐、啊。
So the Kenyan runner passed through the arch of balloons。
他以为他赢了
，and he thought he had won。
就停下来跟大家这样子，哇，大家跟大家招手啊。
So he halted in place and started to greet the audience。
结果大家都对着他一直吼啊，一直吼啊。
Everyone was shouting, screaming at him。
但是因为他听不懂西班牙文啊
，because he didn't understand Spanish.
他以为大家是在称赞他，以为大家在恭喜他。
He saw people were congratulating him, greeting him.
结果原来大家是在喊再往前跑，再往前跑啊。
People were actually telling him, "Is go on. There is a few more feet."
哦，所以啊，只差十尺啊。
So he was 10 feet away.
他以为他赢了。
He thought he had won.
可是他却没有跑到终点啊。
But he didn't finish the race.
啊，当然这个故事有一个美丽的结局哦。
Of course, this story has a happy ending.
啊，就是那个跑第二名的哦。
Which is that the person in the second place
啊，跑第二名的追上来啊，没有超过他。
The runner up came but did not overtake.
啊，就拍拍他的肩膀啊。
He actually patted his back.
跟他讲说，哎，在那里，终点在那里啊。
Pointed forward, there is the finish line.
哦，然后让他先过第一名，自己再过去啊。
And led the Kenyan runner first, and then ran after him.
啊，这是一个，我觉得这是一个很美的一个故事啊。
I think this is a wonderful story.
啊，但是我在想啊，如果我们如果结局不太一样哦。
But I think to myself is it had ended another way.
如果当他在那里很高兴的啊，谢谢大家，谢谢大家啊、哦。
If he were to stand there and thank the people.
结果旁边那个老兄就这样子冲过去了，就到终点了。
And the other runner would just overtake him and finish the race first.
我在想说啊，那个肯亚来的那个选手啊，到底会受到会有什么样的感觉哦
？I think to myself, how would this Kenyan runner react?
只差十尺啊
，He was merely 10 feet away,
却再也没有机会哦。
But he had no more opportunity.
所以我们今天每一个基督徒在跑这条信仰道路都要小心呐、啊。
So every Christian running this race of life needs to be careful.
终点在哪里？眼睛看清楚啊
！Let us see clearly where the goal is.
哦，所以不要看错了。
So let us not be mistaken.
不要放轻松。
Let us not relax.
不要失去谨慎自守的心。
Let us not lose our heart of awakeness and watchfulness.
一定要确定我们跑过终点才行啊。
But rather, let us make sure we run through the finish line.
那在这里呢，彼得继续告诉我们哦。
Here Peter continues to tell us.
我们看彼得前书的第四章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7.
而第七节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，要警醒祷告。哦，那在这里，彼得告诉我们的第二件事情啊
，This is the second thing Peter tells us，
就是你要警醒祷告啊。
It is to pray watchfully。
那这个彼得很有趣哦。
And Peter speaks very interestingly。
其实彼得常常叫大家要警醒啊
，Because he oftentimes tells people to come to their senses。
你看那个彼得前书、彼得后书啊，你要警醒啊，要警醒啊，小心啊。
If we read First Peter and Second Peter, we see this constant reiteration of the concept of being watchful.
叫你不要睡觉啊
！To avoid slumber.
为什么
？Why?
因为彼得啊，自己就是睡觉睡到差点跌倒啊。
Because Peter himself slumbered to the point that he almost fell.
彼得第一次睡觉，圣经记载是什么时候
？The first time he slumbered, the Bible records what is it?
什么时候
？When is it?
在变帽山上啊、哦。
It is in the Mount of Transfiguration.
耶稣上山。
When Jesus ascended to the mountain,
带着彼得、约翰、雅各
，taking Peter, James, and John,
耶稣在变帽山上改变形象，荣耀放光。
In that mountain, Jesus's face was transfigured, and he was gloriously shining.
最美丽、最荣耀、最尊贵的时候。
It is this moment of utmost joy, utmost glory.
圣经里面讲说彼得睡着了。
The Bible says that Peter fell asleep.
他说彼得睡着，结果刚好醒过来，刚好看到啊。
And when Peter happened to awaken, he just saw a glimpse of the scene that was.
还好还有看到哦。
Thank God that he at least managed to catch a glimpse of it.
因为他睡觉差一点没有看到耶稣在世最荣耀的一刻啊。
Because of slumbering, he almost missed the most glorious appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是他第一次睡觉哦。
This is the first time he slumbered.
第二次睡觉是在记载在哪里
？The second time he slept, is recorded where?
克西马尼园啊。
It is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
克西马尼园，耶稣祷告迫切，汗滴如血点。
In Gethsemane, the Lord Jesus prayed earnestly to the point that he sweated as if bleeding.
啊，彼得在干嘛？
What was Peter doing?
彼得在睡觉。
He was also sleeping.
哦，所以啊，圣经里面讲到彼得啊，睡觉啊，睡觉的彼得啊。
So the Bible talks about Peter almost as if calling him the slumbering Peter.
这一次睡觉给他带来很大的后果啊。
And this time, because he fell asleep, he had to pay the price.
睡到最后啊， 否认耶稣三次啊。
He slumbered to the point that he denied Jesus three times.
要不是耶稣替他祷告哦
，Were it not for Jesus' intercession for him,
彼得就完蛋了。
And that would have been his end.
哦，所以啊，当耶稣后来升天了以后
，So later when Jesus ascended to the heavens,
说彼得啊，我相信这两件事情对彼得打击很大，影响很大啊。
I believe that these two things were quite a blow to Peter.
每次他想到自己否认耶稣三次啊
，Every time he would recall him denying Jesus three times,
我相信他一定很后悔那时候为什么要睡觉。
It is my belief that he would repent, saying, "Why did I slumber at that time?"
我那时候如果不睡觉跟耶稣一起祷告。我会不会不会犯？我说不定就不会犯下这么大的错啊
！Had I remained awake and not slept, but rather prayed with Jesus, maybe I wouldn't have made that mistake.、
啊、但是事情已经发生了，后悔是来不及的。
But what is done is done, and nothing can be done to remedy.
所以他只能一辈子活在这种后悔当中啊
！So all he could do is to live in this regret.
所以他一直跟信徒讲哦
，That is why he constantly reminded the members.
说你要醒着啊，不要睡觉啊
！Saying be watchful, do not slumber.、
哦、所以今天作为一个要在末世成功的。
So today, if we want to be victorious members of Jesus Christ,
我们也不要一天到晚睡觉啊。
Let us not sleep all the time.
一来教会聚会就睡觉。
Let us not fall asleep as soon as we step into the chapel.
你在家里一开圣经就一打开圣经就睡觉。
Let us not doze off as soon as we open the Bible at home.
一祷告晚上睡觉之前呢、睡觉之前呢、祷告就省了哈。
Let us not omit the prayer that comes right before we go to bed every day.
有几个学生告诉我、
Some students told me this.
说他们都很晚睡哦。
They said they go to bed very late.
所以啊，他们晚上啊，那个有时候睡觉之前，哎呀，对，老师说要祷告才可以睡觉啊。
So they think, oh yes, teacher told me I need to pray before sleeping.
所以他们就祷告之前才睡，睡觉之前就祷告哦。
That is why they pray immediately before sleeping.
他们说啊，好几次啊，早上醒来的时候啊。半夜醒来的时候发觉、自己的脑袋顶在那个枕头上面、
And they discover、when they wake up in the middle of the night that their head is pressed against the pillow、
所以是这样子就这样子睡着了、
So basically they just fell asleep while they were praying、
所以啊今天啊我们常常活在一种没有警醒的生活里面、
Today we live a life that is lacking awareness、
缺乏聚会缺乏灵修的生活
We lack coming to service We lack spiritual cultivation、
我们很容易让这个睡觉 就把我们学道理的机会拿走了。
And very easily, our slumber takes away opportunity of learning the truth.
有时候啊，每次有时候站在讲台上领会啊。
And sometimes when I am standing right here in the pulpit leading service.
在讲台上啊，其实啊，什么事情我们都看得很清楚啊。
What happens down there is very clearly seen from the pulpit.
有时候啊，我们就会看到有的信徒啊。那个早安息日早上啊啊才刚来哦。
So I noticed that when some members just come during Sabbath morning.
早上十点半啊，应该是刚起床精神最好的时候哦。
At 10:30, maybe they just woke up should be when they are most full of energy.
哇，当要开始聚会啦。
So service is about to start.
当要开始正道啦。
Sermon is about to begin.
你又看到有些信徒蛮好玩的，开始调姿势哦。
So you see that some members start to settle in their posture.
调整到某一个姿势啊，这个姿势睡觉最舒服啦。
They adjust, they are.Sitting position to achieve maximum comfort.
然后啊，就从头睡到尾啊。
And then they sleep from beginning to end.
当然，信徒睡觉，传道要检讨啊。
Of course, if the member sleep, the pastor needs to examine see if it's his fault.
或许是传道讲的东西呀、啊，哎呀，没有办法吸引信徒的注意啊。
Maybe it has to do with the content that is not able to attract the attention of the
members. 但是有时候信徒也要小心啊。
But members in turn need to be careful themselves.
如果你是偶尔睡一次啊
，if very occasionally you are you're overcome by your tiredness.
可能第一可能是你前一天晚上可能睡不好失眠啊。
First possibility might be that you did not sleep well the night before.
或者是另外可能传道讲不好，让你听得睡着了，很无聊
Second possibility is that the message doesn't apply to you, too, so you fall asleep.
这是如果你偶尔睡着，这是有可能的
Occasionally you fall into this type of situation.
但是如果你大部分每次聚会就睡着
But most of the time you fall asleep during service.
你就要小心。
Then you need to re-examine yourself.
在马太福音里面告诉我们
In Matthew, this is what we are told.
马太福音十三章里面，他们讲那个撒种子啊，撒种子的比喻
In Matthew chapter 13, we have the parable of the sower.
我们来看一下，里面有一句话很重要
Let us look at it because there is a phrase that matters.
马太福音的十三章
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章的第十八节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 18.
十八节
18.
他说所以你们当听这撒种的比喻十九节
19.
他说凡听见天国道理不明白的 那恶者就来把所撒在他心里的给夺了去，啊，给夺了去，哈，这就是撒在路旁的，哈。所以如果你每次聚会都睡觉啊
，So if you sleep every time you come to service，
那就可能不是因为你太累啊
，And maybe it is not that you are too tired，
那就可能不是传道讲到太无聊啊
，Maybe it is not because the content is too boring，
而是你活在魔鬼的诡计之下，你不知道哦
，Rather you have fallen the trap of Satan yet do not know。
那你每次啊一睡觉啊，这个讲道的种子啊，就好像撒到路边一样啊。
Every time you sleep, it is as if the seed of the gospel was cast to the roadside.
这个他说这里讲说，恶者就来就把这个种子从你那里拿走了。
And here it says that the wicked one comes and snatches it away.
啊，所以如果你每次都睡觉
，So if each time you come to church you sleep，
那不是身体的问题。
This is not a health problem.
那是你的灵性的问题啊。
It is a problem of your spiritual health.
啊，所以啊，那圣经里面告诉我们哦。
So the Bible then tells us.
他说睡着。好的人是在夜间睡的啊。
He who slumbers falls asleep at night。
啊，这在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面写的啊。
This is written in First Thessalonians。
帖撒罗尼迦前书里面告诉我们说，那些睡着的人都在晚上啊，夜间睡的啊。
First Thessalonians tells us those who slumber fall asleep at night。
就是你也进入了那个黑暗里面啊。
That is to say you have also entered into this darkness。
不聚会成了习惯。
You are accustomed not to come to service。
不读经成了习惯。
You are accustomed not to read the Bible。
不祷告成了习惯。
You are used to not praying。
聚会成了习惯。聚会睡觉成了习惯。
You are used to sleeping during service.
所以对你来讲，信仰一切都是黑暗的。
So to you, all faith is darkness.
哦，所以因为你完全没有接触到任何的东西。
Because you haven't come into contact with anything regarding the truth.
你就在这黑暗当中睡着了哦。
Then you dwell in this darkness and sleep in this darkness.
哦，所以在这里警告我们啊。
So this is our warning.
说你要醒着啊，不要睡着啊。
Be watchful, do not slumber.
要警醒啊。
But be ever watchful.
啊，不只是要警醒哦。
Not only do we need to be watchful.
啊，所以彼得这里还告诉我们啊。
But Peter also tells us.
他说你要警醒祷告啊。
That we need to be praying watchfully.
哦，所以醒着不见得有用啊。
To be awake in itself might not be necessarily useful.
你如果只是醒着
，If you are awake only,
那醒着还不够啊。
But merely awake is not enough.
那醒着你还要能够什么？要能祷告啊。
Because on top of that, we need to pray.
那为什么醒着还要祷告
？Why is it that apart from being watchful, we need to pray?
哦，我们有时候啊，那个哦，很想睡觉的人就知道哦。
Sometimes when we are very tired about to fall asleep, we know.
你有时候啊，你那个眼睛啊，那个眼皮很重啊，好像快不行了。
Sometimes your eyelids are too heavy.And you can't take it anymore.
哦，尤其是开车的时候啊。
Especially when, for example, we drive.
开了很长的时间啊，哇，好累啊。
We drive for a long time, we are tired.
全家车上都睡着了。
And everyone, in our car is asleep.
你也想说，哎呀，我也好累啊，我也好想睡啊。
And of course, you can relate. You feel tired yourself.
哦，所以有时候我们怎么开车
？So how do we drive sometimes?
我们有时候开用一只眼睛，另外一只眼睛先睡一下啊。
We drive with one eye and let the other eye rest.
然后睡一睡，再换另外一只眼睛来睡啊。
And then we take turns, let the other eye drive and the other one sleep.
哦，那种开过长城的就很累的时候开长城就知道我在讲什么了。
Those of you who have driven long distances and were tired, you know what I'm talking about.
有时候啊，你自己不想睡都没有办法啊。
Sometimes even though you do not want to sleep, you cannot help it.
不是你的意志力可以做到的啊。
It's not something that your self-will or determination can overcome.
聚会也是一样啊。
The same thing applies to service.
灵修也是一样啊。
The same thing applies to spiritual cultivation.
你有时候心里很愿意来聚会。
Sometimes you are very willing.In your heart to come to service.
有时候你心里很不想睡着。
Sometimes in your heart, you know you don't want to fall asleep.
可是你没有办法啊。
But you cannot help it.
一聚会坐下来，就睡觉了。
The minute service starts, the minute you sit, you fall asleep.
我有一个跟我同年的一个朋友就是这样啊。
I have a colleague that behaves in this way.
我们每次以前在上学生联会的时候啊。
During spiritual convocation.
啊，学生年会啊，他每次都坐我前面啊。
During SSC, this fellow brother of mine was sitting in front of me.
啊，我们每次要开始上课啊，低头默祷，他就没有再起来了。
He was sitting in the pew, in front of me, and each time after silent prayer, he wouldn't lift his head up again.
从一开始的低头默祷就睡着了。
From the praying in silence, he would just sleep.
睡到下课。
To the point of until the break.
那下课的时候精神又很好啊。
And during the break, he would be all lively and energetic.
每一节课都是这样啊。
This would repeat every single session.
他有时候也跟我们讲说，哎，他也不想睡觉啊，叫我们要叫他。
And so sometimes we were encouraged to wake him up because it's not that he wants to sleep on purpose.
所以啊，有人捏他，拿笔戳他， so, 各种方法都来啊。
People can pinch him, they can stab him with pencils, anything you want.
有时候醒过来大概一两分钟，哇，挣扎一下，又睡着了。
So this brother might just be awakened for a few minutes, but then he would return to sleeping.
所以有时候要警醒，不是你能够靠自己做得到的。
Sometimes being watchful is not something you can accomplish on your own.
在这个黑暗的世界里面，要不被影响。有时候你不是自己做得到的啊。
In this world of darkness, to be able to not be influenced is not something we can do out of ourselves.
这里就说你要祷告哦。
Here we are told to pray.
这个彼得自己就有很深的体验啊。
To this, Peter has this experience of its own.
因为主耶稣曾经对他说啊。
Because Jesus once told him.
他说啊，彼得，彼得啊，撒旦想要得到你们啊。
Peter, Peter, Satan is seeking to gain you.
哦，但是你不用，你当心，你放心啊。
But let your heart not be troubled.
主耶稣说，我已经替你。你们祷告了、啊、
For I have prayed for you.
所以当你起来以后，当你从软弱当中起来
，So when you have brought yourself up from your weakness，
你要坚固你的弟兄啊
，Strengthen your brother、
哦。所以祷告是使人脱离睡觉、脱离软弱的方法、啊。
So from this we can infer that prayer is a method of overcoming the tendency to slumber。
不管是自己努力祷告
，Be it ourselves praying diligently，
还是身旁的人虔诚的为你代祷
，Or those around us、fervently interceding for us，
都能够使我们在这个黑暗的世界、黑暗的末日当中能够得胜。
All of these things can lead us to victory in the end times。
那所以有些母亲、有些父母亲真的很好哦。
Some parents are really good in this aspect。
他们从小就一直不断的帮自己的孩子祷告。
Because since their children are born, they continuously pray for them。
从小到大，甚至到孩子上大学、离开家里、不在身边，祷告更努力啊。
Since they are toddlers, all the way till the children go to college。And beyond, they pray more and more diligently.
因为看不到了，不在身边，管不到了。
Because when the child is not by their side, they know that the child is out of their control.
会发生什么事？不知道。
What shall befall them? Who knows?
所以啊，这个父母亲啊，更拼命的为孩子代祷，求神保守看顾啊。
So the parents pray harder and harder, the more the children grows, so that God can.
真的我们看到很多孩子就是因为这样子回头啊回头哦
Sometimes we notice that some of the children come back because of those prayers
很多孩子是因为这样子信仰蒙保守啊
Some children's faith were kept because of the prayers of their parents
所以万物的结局近了
The end of all things is at hand.
你要怎么活下来
？How then shall you survive？
你要怎么保守自己
？How then shall you guard yourself？
你要怎么能够在末日成功
？How shall you be victorious in the end times？
哦，两件，这里有两个要求啊。
Here there are two requirements.
就是你要小心谨慎自己啊。
First is to be serious and be watchful.
另外一个就是啊，你要醒着，并且要常常祷告。
The second is to watch and pray.
啊，使我们能够在这个混乱黑暗的末世里面。如同明光照耀哦
，so that in this world of chaos, we can be like a shining light，
能够活出耶稣基督所期望的形象来
，and be able to live out the image that the Lord expects from us。
那我们一起唱诗哦
，let us sing him。
我们唱诗218首
，218。
当日救主破口教训，迎接上国荣耀神。王国之属身分明，所以我们当行真理，顺服神明，变心人，灵明坚决，全国荣主名。
请坐。那我们现在一起来做聚会结束的祷告。
We shall now make the concluding prayer.
我们祷告当中特别为明天安息圣日整天的崇拜聚会来祷告。
As we pray, let us remember to pray for tomorrow's Sabbath service.
求主耶稣能够带领我们明天一切都是顺利平安。
May the Lord guide us so that everything can go according to plan tomorrow.
使所有来参加聚会的弟兄姐妹能够得到造就。
That all that come to service may be edified.
更求主耶稣能够时常提醒我们。
We also ask the Lord to remind us constantly.
万物的结局近了多近我们是不知道啦。
The end of all things at hand, how at hand we do not know.
也可能很久很久很久以后。
Maybe it will happen a long time from today.
也有可能是今晚或者是明天。
It will happen tonight, tomorrow.
但是什么时候其实不重要啊。
But when is not the question.
重要的是我们预备好了没有。
The question is whether we are ready.
所以我们在祷告当中求主耶稣能够让我们能够时常预备自己。
So when we pray, let us ask Lord Jesus to remind us to often prepare for this.
认清楚自己跟这个世界是不一样的。
Know and acknowledge that we are different from the world.
能够谨慎自守，能够警醒祷告。
Be able to be serious and watchful and pray.
最后能够成功达到神的面前。
And in the end, succeed and reach the presence of God.
让我们每个人都能够冲过那个终点啊。
Let us all rush through the finish line.
成为得到一个得胜的人生。
And become victors in this life.
让我们一起同心合起来祷告。
Let us pray together.